we are rerunning re-election in 6 polling stations. For some of them, for about 2, I think, elections have not taken place at all. No elections were held in May 15 because one of them did not receive any ballot papers at all. The other received wrong ballot papers. So this is mostly for logistics problems.
Where is this, the examples that you're giving?
The 6 polling stations are found in Oromia, 2 in Oromia, 3 in South Ethiopian people, states, nations and nationalities, and 1 in Afar states. So for other polling stations, the reason that we are holding re-election is that irregularities have been brought to the board, reported. Some of the irregularities include, for example, one election official was found to stuff the ballot box with pre-marked ballots. He himself is an election official, but he was found to put ballot papers in the ballot box by marking to a certain party. So this was approved with evidence. So the board decided that there has to be a re-election in that area. In another area, people were lining up to cast their vote, but the process was delayed. It was not getting faster. And the people there became impatient. That time, there was a certain havoc. So with that chaos, the election officers had to move the ballot box. But when they moved the ballot box, they took it to a certain hotel and without the presence of public observers and political party representatives.
Are you considering any new elections in Amhara region?
Well, in Amhara region, so far, we have not decided any. But it may be decided according to the complaints. The CUD, for example, has requested a re-election in many zones of the Amhara state, for example, in North Shoa, North Gondar, South Gondar, Awi zone, East Gojam, West Gojam. In many zones of the Amhara state, the CUD says the election, they will not accept the election. So this will be decided after the board looks into the case and investigates whether these allegations are substantiated. If they are substantiated and if the board is convinced with evidence that widespread irregularities that could impact the outcome of the elections have occurred, well, cancelling the results, maybe, and the re-election may be ordered.
The National Election Board of Ethiopia summoned political parties to a forum on electoral issues today, a joint forum of political parties. Can you tell me how that went?
What happened today was they discussed, all of them, of course, presented what they say are irregular acts, both the opposition parties and the ruling party. So for the board, they presented, there was a discussion. The opposition said that there was widespread intimidation, harassment, and in some cases, their observers were not allowed to observe the elections, their representatives, that means, in each polling station. A political party has the right to assign one representative. So this was some of the allegations that the opposition were forwarding. And the ruling party was also forwarding the same, accusing opposition parties of involving in some fraud. I have not seen the details, but this was what they have been accusing the opposition party. So the board heard what both parties have to say, and no decisions have been given, of course, because you cannot decide with a discussion like this one. You cannot say, well, elections in these areas are irregular, elections in those areas. The board has already started dispatching an investigating team, for example, in Oromia State, where oppositions indicated that government officials are influencing election officers to get the results changed. So in that case, we have already dispatched our person there. She will investigate the case and she will come up with the results. So based on that result, the board will decide.
The board, I understand, is also receiving results from institutions of higher learning.
In Addis Ababa, we have received most of the votes for higher learning institutions. We are also receiving for Ambo, some 250 kilometers. We have also received for Jimma. But we have to wait for other polling stations, like we have Magale, we have Alemaya in the East Ethiopia, and also other 20. We have 25 technical and vocational schools. Students there also voted, and we are receiving some of it, but we are still waiting for some. these results will be added up to each constituency. What the students will be doing, the votes will be done to the students. Students are voting for candidates where they have come from. They do not vote, for example, a student in Addis Ababa University will not vote for a candidate in Addis Ababa. He will vote for a candidate where he's coming from.
How many ballots are we speaking of? I mean, hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands?
Yeah, totally. We expect them to reach 100,000.